السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. والتشد علماء برس الإسلام at the very outset, let us praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having blessed us all with the opportunity of participating in this Jum'ah sermon. May Almighty Allah accept all our good deeds and intentions. May peace and blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his noble companions, and to all the Muslims who live in this world until the hereafter. I wish to remind myself and you of the importance of abiding by the teachings of Islam and to live a life of taqwa, to fear Allah in all our deeds and all our intentions. Respected brother Muslims, it is now almost 3 weeks since the holy month of Ramadan passed up. Alhamdulillah, for many of us, that month of Ramadan would have created a sense of joy. We would have experienced some positive change during that month. The main reason for this change and for this sense of happiness and pleasure and peace of mind is that in that holy month we indulge in a lot of ibadah, a lot of acts of worship, which we did not use to do in other months. It is because of our prayers, our fasting, and our sadaqah, zakat, and so on, that we were able to experience some change within ourselves. But as the days pass by, we feel that we are gradually returning to what we were before the month of Ramadan. Now here, it is important for all of us to understand what these acts of worship really mean. What is this ibadah? How is this important to us? If we understand this, then surely we will not let a moment of our life pass without us making it an act of ibadah. We have been speaking about the characteristics of a Muslim. We spoke about the importance of a Muslim being strong and healthy, of having good characteristics, of having a broad mind and good intellect. We also spoke about the importance of an exemplary Muslim being able to earn a living. And we also stressed the importance of perfecting his aqidah, his belief. And today, we are speaking about true worship. An exemplary Muslim will understand the true essence of worship in his life. What is ibadah? How is it important to me? Respected brother Muslims, ibadah is not a term used only for the rituals that we perform in our life. We know this prayer in the mosque, or fasting, or zakat, or hajj, or umrah. These are acts of worship or rituals. But these are not the only ibadah that we do in our life. Ibadah has to be looked in a broader sense, a broader aspect. Ibadah includes the rituals, but it's not confined to those rituals. If a man deserves, he can turn his entire life into ibadah, which will gain Allah's numerous rewards in his life. Not only that,
Ibadah is the purpose for which man has been created on this earth. Which is clearly stated in the Quranic verse, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Surely we have not created the jinn or the man except for worshipping me. So we are created to worship Almighty Allah. This is the purpose of our creation. And we have to fulfill this purpose in our life. When we look at Ibadah, we see that the entire universe, all Almighty Allah's creation, indulge in Ibadah. They spend their time in Ibadah. They are always worshipping and praising Almighty Allah. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَنْ فِيهِمْ. All that is in earth and in the sky, do salute to Almighty Allah. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُصَبِّحُ لَهُ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهِمْ. All the seven skies and the earth and whatever is therein, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what all the creations of Allah does. This is nature. It is only to mankind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the choice to choose whether he wants to be an obedient servant or whether he wants to disobey Allah. But all the other creations have not been given this choice. So it is left to man to decide whether he wants to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth or wants to disobey him. If he is obedient to Allah, then he will not fail to do ibadah, to worship Allah. And worship means it has two aspects. Worship has two aspects. One is that it should be in compliance to the total commandments of Allah. It should be in compliance to the commandments of Allah. We cannot do anything that we think is worship. We cannot invent a type of worship that suits us. All acts of worship have been prescribed by Allah and His Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any acts of ibadah that we do in our life should be in total conformity to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said and what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has preached. But before that, it is very important that all acts of worship, all the ibadah that we do, is done with sincere intention, solely to gain the pleasure of Almighty Allah. This is very important, because it is according to our niyyah that we will be given the reward of ibadah. When we say that the word ibadah means, does not mean only ritual, but it means any act in our life that we do to gain the pleasure of Allah, this does not mean that the ibadah, the rituals, are not important in our life. No, that is not true. The acts of worship that we perform as rituals are equally important in our life, but those are not the only ibadah that we do in our life. When you look at the salah, when you look at the prayer, Allah Almighty says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Surely it is this prayer, this ritual, that will prevent us from bad deeds and bad feelings. So this is very important for us to control ourselves. But do we need to concentrate only on these acts and not concentrate in our other aspects of our life? It's ibadah only when we come into the mosque and when we go out of the mosque, there is no ibadah. Now this is what we have to understand. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so many hadith has emphasized that there are many acts that we indulge in, that we do in our day-to-day life, which when the intention is pure, can be turned into ibadah. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَفِي جَبْعِ أَحَدِكُمْ صَدَقَةً. One of you joins with his wife, then that too can be sadaqah. Then the Sahaba kiram were astonished, they were surprised. They said, what person wants to satisfy his pleasure, his carnal desire, and can that too be a sadaqah? Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his companion, do you think that he tried to fulfill his desires in the wrong way, will he be punished? The Sahaba kiram said, yes, he will be punished. Then if he abstains from it, if he safeguards his pleasures, then that too he will be rewarded from. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask his Sahaba, shall I inform you, shall I tell you something that is much better than prayer and fasting and giving of zakat? Then the Sahaba said, oh, inform us, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Islahu Zatil Bayn, to reconcile between two brothers, that gives you the benefits which you cannot gain by prayers and fasting and giving of zakat. So all this depends on our intention. What is our intention? Do we do what we are doing to gain the pleasure of Allah or to please anyone else? Do we do any study? Are we studying to gain the pleasure of Allah and to gain His reward? Then that study turns into an ibadah. Are we going to earn? Are we working in order to gain the pleasure of Allah and for us to live a life which is halal? Then that act turns into ibadah. Then we are rewarded for it. But if we don't have that intention, then we are losing a lot of benefits that we can accumulate in our life. Therefore, respected Muslims, it is very important that we understand this comprehensive meaning of ibadah. That ibadah is not limited to the rituals that we do. And also we should take into mind that indulging in ibadah, making each and every act of our life an ibadah, is important for us to gain the blessings of Allah in our life. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. If the people of this village, they had believed and they indulged in deeds of piety, then we will open the doors of the sky and give them rizq in abundance. So the source of rizq is depends on how we are indulging in ibadah. Similarly, we see that ibadah brings peace of mind. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, Qurratu ayni fi salat. I find pleasure and peace of mind in my salah, in my prayers, which is an act of worship and an ibadah. Similarly, if man tries to change all the work he does into ibadah solely for the sake of Allah and in order to gain his reward, then he will experience a peace of mind in each and every act. Because it is then that he is living in conformity to the nature. Because when everything in nature, everything that surrounds us, is praising Allah in each and every moment, how can we? These who are the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we alone forget Allah and live a life that is far away from Allah? It is not possible. Therefore, as Muslims, we should remember that the more we get closer and closer to Allah in every moment of life, the more we will believe in Him, and the more we believe in Him, the more we will be grateful to Him and do a lot of worship in our life. Therefore, respected brothers, when we speak about true worship, we must first acknowledge the fact that worshipping of Allah is the purpose of the creation of mankind. Secondly, we should understand that in order to transform each and every act of our life into ibadah, we should be very sincere in our intentions. Before we do anything, we should check our intentions. Are we doing this for the pleasure of Allah? we will gain the reward of Allah. And next, we should always ensure that the ibadah that we do is correct and in conformity to what the Holy Quran and the Hadith teaches us. And we should also make sure that the worship we indulge in is a combination of love, hope and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we do ibadah? It is because we love Almighty Allah. The more we know Allah, the more we love Him. And the more we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will indulge in a lot of ibadah. And finally, when we do ibadah, we should always ensure that we are in the state of ihsan. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ihsan is an ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tarahu, fa in lam takun tarahu fa innahu yara. You should worship Almighty Allah as if you are looking at Him, as if you are seeing Him. Even if though you can't see Him, surely Allah is watching you and looking at you. This feeling should come into us. And the more this feeling comes into us, the more we will be very careful with our ibadah. And when we are careful with our ibadah, then that will be accepted by Allah. And more we do ibadah in our life, the more we gain the pleasure of Allah, and He will help us in all the difficulties that we are facing in our life. Therefore, a good Muslim, an exemplary Muslim, will be always in a state of ibadah. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all in our lives and help us in doing a lot of ibadah to gain the pleasure and reward of Almighty Allah. May Almighty Allah forgive all our sins and the sins of all our relations, our parents and all our friends, and grant us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the spirit that we gain during the holy month of Ramadan be with us during the forthcoming months, and may He help us to live a happy and content life. Ameen wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
For more lectures, visit SLHub.